Hiawatha Locker Room Chat continuing here tonight, KNCA 103.9 FM. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop, as we're now joined by boys basketball coach, that is Gary Smith. His team taking part in the Thunder Classic here this week, already a couple games under their belts, and two very good teams, coach, that you've seen so far. Back-to-back losses on consecutive nights to St. Mary's and Marysville. You know, just what'd you see from your team in those two games and the competition you've seen so far?
Well, you know, soon we found out, you know, those two opponents, obviously they're both, you know, very good teams. A year ago, St. Mary's got second in state 2A, and you know, they've got some really good kids back. And, you know, we knew that'd be tough, but, then obviously we played Marysville first game of the year, and, you know, they had about everybody back from a year ago, and they're going to be a real nice team. But I was sure pleased, you know, we definitely showed improvement and did a lot of things better, and, you know, that's all we can ask for really this time of year.
What about then on Tuesday against a Marysville team that's a top 10 team in 3A right now? They got good guard play, big and physical, and they really just kind of set back a little bit, and they had a good mix of zone and man defensively. What kind of challenges, you know, did they present, and just a ball game that you saw there?
You know, they're just so physical. I mean, they just big, strong kids. And, you know, they can move and shoot the ball well, handle the ball well, you know, and they've got a lot of experience, you know, under their belt also. But, you know, also in that game, I just really thought, you know, we did a good job. And, you know, all you can ask is, you know, will you give yourself a chance? And I thought we did that. You know, late in that game, we lost sight of, you know, one of their better shooters, better players, you know, which we can't do. But, you know, you take away that, and we're, you know, right there in a position where we got a chance.
Yeah, it was close. I mean, three quarters in and right there in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, Jack Lauer, their leading scorer, I think had three threes in the fourth quarter early, two consecutive, which kind of created that separation, just kind of able to hold on from there. So you get a little bit of time. You'll play Saturday afternoon, awaiting the winner of one of the games coming up on Thursday, which is going to be Jackson Heights and Nemaha Central. How do you kind of just sit back and prep for one of those two opponents and getting ready for that final game of the tournament on Saturday?
Well, you know, we're going to have obviously some practice, you know, times, and, you know, we'll try to focus in on the things we got to get better at, you know, try to minimize some mistakes that we made, whether it was on the offensive side or defensive side, and, you know, just continue to clean things up a little bit, which, like I said, I think we've done that really, you know, pretty well last, you know, week here. So, you know, we need to do that, and obviously, you know, either one of those teams are going to be, you know, plenty solid enough, you know, where you better show up and, you know, play your better games, or, you know, it's going to be tough. So, you know, we look forward to the challenge and see what happens.
Yeah, it could be another matchup with Nemaha Central. Played them to a 4-point game back in December, and then Jackson Heights would be a first time here in 2023. Winner of that game, again on Thursday, Hiawatha will get 3 o'clock on Saturday in that final game of the 2023 Thunder Classic. That's Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us as they await their opponent for Saturday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Well, thank you.